At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, or $10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Get to the Midway in a moment. Obviously, the news of the day is Tom Brady announces his retirement. Right? And if you check out our In the Bonus podcast, I love what Jason Stewart brought up, which is people who are acting now like I called it, I knew it, I saw it all along. When just a day ago, we were all placing Tom Brady in with the Niners or with the Raiders, right? I think a lot of it is we just hoped, right? We just hoped that he would keep playing and that he would get to come home. I have another thought for you on Brady, on what makes this story unique. It's not just that he played till he's 45, 46 years old. It's not just that he went to 10 Super Bowls or won 7 of them. Search your memory banks or just do a Google search. When Tom Brady was in New England, they didn't just have Spygate. You remember Deflategate? Which is fascinating to me because I'm not a Patriots fan, but I'll tell you, like, unequivocally, between Spygate and Deflategate, they're both nonsense. Nonsense. If you remember Spygate, okay, and your team didn't lose or you didn't hate the Patriots, when you're a neutral bystander, for years, teams have tried to steal signs. That's why when you look at the guys throwing in the signs, there's three of them. Or in college football, you know, you have like curtains up so nobody else can see it. And previous to the Patriots, you used to have two or three low-level employees up in the box with binoculars writing down the coinciding offense or defense with the coinciding sign. In an effort to eliminate that, what they did was they've now placed microphones in one person and the speakers in the ear of the quarterback and in the ears of one defense player, usually middle linebacker, sometimes the safety. But it's one because of crowd noise, but two, people are trying to steal signs. You've always been able to film the plays. The only difference now is they just turn the cameras and film the coinciding sign with the coinciding. Everybody does it in basketball. Everybody. That was his defense. Now, in terms of were they filming practices, it's always been rumored in high school football, college football, pro football, that teams will do that sort of thing. In Deflategate, there's two different parts to it. One, did he order the footballs to be lowered? Like, if you remember Deflategate, here's the timeline of what took place. They played the Ravens, and they beat the Ravens. And in it, they used some formations that the Ravens hadn't seen, and it was like tackle-eligible type of formations that a couple of them were actually illegal, but everyone was confused by it except the Patriots, and they beat the Ravens in a close game. Brady, after the game, was asked about it because the Ravens were like, they're using illegal formations, and he said they should read the rule book. Classic Patriot, arrogant, we know more than you do. We've studied it. We outsmarted you. And you know what? He was mostly right. Do you remember who the coach of the Indianapolis Colts was? Because that's the game that Deflategate took place against. Dan Beyer, do you remember who Deflategate, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, was at the time?
Was it Pagano?
It was. Where'd Chuck Pagano come from?
Baltimore.
Correct. Here's the way it works in sports, okay? It works this way in every sport. You play a team. You lose to that team. They're your rival. You don't like that team. You give your scouting report, everything you know, to the next opponent with, if you have a boy on the, one of your dudes on the staff. That's the way it works. So you mean to tell me that Tom Brady, not only do they outsmart the Ravens, but then they rub it in by the, got to read the rule book. And then the next game, Chuck Pagano just happens to come up out of the blue with the whole ball inflation, we should check the footballs thing? Of course. No footballs were ever checked previous to that. After it, if you remember, the NFL did a study. Has anybody found, and they've never released that study. So we don't know if what the Patriots said was right, which is balls naturally deflate over time, especially with the air pressure outside. It's science. Nonetheless, out of Deflategate, Tom Brady was hated. He was a member of the evil Patriots, the nefarious, one of my favorite words, nefarious Patriots. Spygate, Deflategate, Belichick, evil empire. He even looks like Senator Palpatine over there with the hoodie on, and all you can see is his gruff exterior. To go from that to when he announced today, and he's getting kind of emotional at the end, Tom Brady is a beloved figure. Beloved figure. What's amazing about the Tom Brady story is not just the longevity. It's not just the sacrifice of his time, of his body, frankly, his marriage, and financial sacrifices, but also in the last 3 years, he's gone from hated to beloved. We love villains in sports. We very rarely take somebody who's a villain and turn them into a saint. That's happened with Brady. Let's get to the Midwest.
Stuck in the middle with you.
It's time for
Stuck in the Middle.
The Midway.
You can talk about how complicated the banks make it redeem credit card rewards. Or we talk about what with Discover. You can redeem rewards for cash, any amount, anytime. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. So the Midway, middle of the show, middle of the week, middle of the day. We try and find something that's kind of a universal topic. What'd you come up with today there, Jason Stewart?
The Midway.
had a little bit of a dispute, or how about this, a difference of opinion about what we should do today. So I want to do our production meeting on the air.
Okay.
This is what I thought about as I went to sleep last night. What Super Bowl storyline are you already sick and tired of? And it's Wednesday. Because it's our job next week to go to the Super Bowl. We'll be there live all week and talk about things. So we probably have a good barometer on this. Like, what storylines have already been beaten to death before we even get there? Or, like, let's just talk about Tom Brady. Like, the things that come to mind when you think about Tom Brady. Like, what on or off the field, or a moment in time when he did something that
I like
that
storylines. Sticks out. I like storylines.
Okay.
Byer, what do you think? You like storylines? You want to do Tom Brady?
I was the one that brought up Brady. Full disclosure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I honestly, Dan, I mean this in all sincerity. I think it's because you're a host and you have your own show that this is a day you're like, damn, I would love to do a show today, right? So I think you're right in terms of an overall radio show, but I think it becomes it's a lot because we've done it. I don't know. I'm open to vote.
Was Doug correct in that assessment?
No.
It's the biggest story. I mean, it is.
All right.
That's why I brought it up. Like,
all right. So, Jay Stu, where are you? You make a choice between the two, and then we'll ask Ramos his, because
Jason's already put his in.
No. Here's the deal. I came up with each of them. So Ramos is the tiebreaker.
You didn't tell us what you feel.
I'm a non-acting party in this.
Nah, you can't be switching them both. Stop it.
Like two of my
kids.
Don't
do that. That's like, oh, which one of your kids do you love? Oh, I love all of them the same. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Maybe we do a choose your own adventure and we give the listeners a chance to hear both
books.
Of them.
Those are great. Yeah. Yeah. Ramos, what do you think?
I would say the chances are 51% that we go with Tom Brady.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I've changed my mind. I want to go with
Like, we can talk next week about the stories.
No, you're wrong. I was wrong. You're right. I'm sorry. That's it.
So next week's Midway is going
to
be...
No. I was wrong. You're right. Let's not plan next week's Midway. That'll change. Let's just get to it. I was wrong. You're right. Byer, you go first.
So it's funny because I never took a liking to Tom Brady because he was a Michigan guy. Ooh, you know, that always kept me at arm's length with him throughout his career. Even the switch to Tampa, I wasn't all in. The crazy thing is I didn't hate Brady. Like, I can't stand the Fab Five. Like, because they ruined Ohio State's dream of going to the Final Four, like, I won't even watch the 30 for 30 on the Fab Five. But Brady, like, there was something at least. Maybe it's the greatness, maybe because it's the length, but I still kept him at arm's length because he was a Michigan guy.
Okay. I got one. What is the top? I want to make sure my topics aren't off.
I'd say this. As soon as you heard Tom Brady retired today, what did you think? Like, what first came to mind, whether it be a play, something he did, or just your general thought? Everything's in play in here, in this whole thing.
I got something that's in a rant, though. I want to save it for a rant.
Okay, here's mine.
I got one thing that's a rant, but go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to get really cheesy on this one. I make fun of people that are cheesy, and I hate cheesy things, but I'm going to be cheesy here. Okay. This is what I thought, and John Ramos and I are old enough to say this. Dan's way behind us in age, and Doug, you're in between. I could say that I've been in the sports radio broadcasting business the entirety of Tom Brady's career. From the second he stepped on the field with the Patriots after the Drew Bledsoe incident to now, I've been working in this capacity in some way, shape, or form. And I think that that's cool. I could say that I did that. My grandkids, my great-grandkids, I more or less covered Tom Brady's career in a kind of... a unique fashion. You know, I just wasn't an observer. I was someone who needed to generate content and book guests to talk about it.
Is there a point that you're getting to?
Nah.
I'm making this about me. I think it's cool. I think it's neat that I could say that.
Here's something you guys don't know. Okay. My first national fill-in radio host night was a show called All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio. Do you guys remember Todd or that show?
Yeah.
Okay. Todd was a friend, did a show from Tampa. If you remember that weekend, okay, where Mo Lewis knocked Drew Bledsoe out of the game and out for a substantial amount of time, it was the first weekend of football back after 9/11. It just so happens that I was flown to Bristol because ESPN wanted to have people all there, kind of solidarity thing. Todd didn't want to get on a flight, and I wasn't playing yet. I went to Israel later on, and I was doing some fill-in work in Oklahoma City. Louise Cornetta, who helped get me into this business, called me and said, would you fly up and do it? So again, this is making about me a little bit, but I'll explain in further detail. My first ever national radio hosting opening rant ever was, well, we can cross the Patriots off the list because they lost Drew Bledsoe probably for the year.
Oh,
everybody gets on to me about Steph Curry, right? Little did they know that I canceled the Patriots season because Tom Brady, he couldn't even win the job at Michigan. That's the answer? That's what I thought of earlier today.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Amazingly yeah, bad.
John?
Ramos?
I would say, you know, the Patriots beat the Rams twice in the Super Bowl, so I was not a fan of Tom Brady. I actually was excited when the Giants beat the undefeated Patriots. But when it got to Tom Brady winning that last Super Bowl, what was that, his seventh win or something like that? That's when I just said, you know what? You got to give it to the guy. You really do. I mean, I kind of turned.
It was the seventh, not the sixth one?
No, it was the seventh one.
Not the fifth one.
Nope. Not the fifth one. Nope. Because the one before that was beating the Rams, right? He beat the Rams, and then when he went to
the fifth one where he had the greatest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl, that didn't do it for
him? Nope, that didn't do it for me. It was the last one where I went, you know what? This guy gets a lot of flack from everybody. Let's just give him his praise, and let's just run with it. And so I kind of started to like Tom Brady after that and rooted for him the last couple of years, even though at the beginning I was not a fan. And I don't think a lot of people do that. I think if once you don't like somebody, it's hard for them to turn you.
That's what I just said about Brady.
Yeah.
Right? About Brady.
Yeah.
I got another one. Sorry. I mean.
The Midway.
The greatest comeback win in Super Bowl history was against Atlanta Falcons. At the time, I was living in Westport, Connecticut. And my kids, because they were born in Connecticut, and to that point, their first, I don't know what it was, of their first 12 years of my girls' lives, you know, 10 of which they lived in Connecticut. My son was an OBJ Giants fan, and they were all like, everybody loved Tom Brady and the Patriots. Okay. So we're watching the game, and as you all know, like, what about the kids? It got late. They were little. Guys, it's time for bed. It's 28-3. The game is over. If somehow there's a comeback, I'll wake you up. I didn't wake them up. They scored, and then they scored again, and it was getting really close, and I was really excited. And I was thinking about waking them up, but I didn't wake them up. So then the next day, I still have it on my phone somewhere. Like where I woke them up, like, do you know who won the game? They're like, the Falcons, the Falcons. And I was like, nope. You didn't wake us up. That really happened. Terrible.
The Midway.
Hayes still hold it against you?
Every day.
Yes.
Every day.
I'm looking at the NFL Network right now, and kind of to piggyback off of what Jason was saying, Super Bowl 36 was not in like high definition. Like they have to have the bars on the side. So this is where it goes back when you're talking about the quality of the broadcast that they are showing right now, the first of the two times that Brady beat John's Rams. But as you look at it, they have the bars on the side to make it fit in the screen. Crazy.
That is crazy.
He was also the last one that, like, for me at my age, mid-40s, I'm slightly just a few months older than Brady. And he's the last one of any athlete that would be considered my age group to still play. Everybody in the NBA is retired.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball, same thing.
It's a good point.
He was the last one. Vince Carter tried to hold on for a while because he was kind of in that neighborhood as well, but hung him up a couple years ago. But Brady was the last.
Well, the 49ers kicker says he's not retiring. So I think, is he in that age group?
Robbie Gould?
Yeah.
I think he's late 30s.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's younger than Brady. Vinatieri was the one that was like, Vinatieri, all right, yeah. Awesome. Someone's older
than me. He
actually looked
like Father Time at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's 72 now. No, I'm kidding.
yeah, he's got to put the kicking team down and his teeth in before he kicks. Wait, there is. Oh, here's one that people forget. And I don't know if you credit to Brady, but do you remember that when they played the Rams the first time? Okay, this is how little people thought of Tom Brady, to be completely honest. The first time they appeared in the Super Bowl was against the Rams. And the Rams were the greatest show on turf. And they introduced the Rams first, right? And it was like star after star after star after star. That Rams team was loaded. Right? Like Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Oz Hakeem. Heck, everybody even knew their left tackle. Right? They had the best left tackle in football. Then you had Marshall Faulk. Then you had Kurt Warner. They all got introduced. The Patriots. And then they were like, and now the New England Patriots. That's it. They all got introduced. Like they were the first one to get introduced just as a team. No individuals.
Summerall, I think, said the Patriots choose to be introduced as a team. And then they ran out. I think that's what the phrase was. Because Summerall was doing the, you know, they put the play-by-play guy in the announcement.
The Midway.
That's the Midway, folks. That was fun. I shared the details of my first really, really bad take. There we go.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Somebody check their new email. He got a new email. Got a little update. Rick Stroud joins us. He's covered the Bucs for years in the NFL for the Tampa Times. He hosts the Sports Day Tampa Bay podcast, where his podcast covers everything in Tampa daily. Rick, what was your reaction when you woke up to Tom Brady's announcement?
I wish I had woken up. I was in a gym, actually. I got back in the car, and I just checked social media, and that minute, I think he had posted it, and I expected him to say, I'm retiring from, like, Subway or eating bread or something, you know, like there would be some sort of commercial there. But, you know, listen, I think the timing of it may have caught some people off guard. He said that he was going to take his time. This is a year to the date, not coincidentally, that he announced his retirement and then 40 days later came back to play. So from that standpoint, you know, even the Bucks weren't informed till around 6 a.m. about 2 hours sooner. But look, the guy's, you know, he's 46 years old, going to be 46 next year, 45 now. And he said he wanted to play till he's 45. And I think if you were around him as we were during this past season, there was so much that weighed on him personally and professionally, really from the start of training camp, having to walk out for those 10 days, the divorce. You know, Doug, I remember him sitting there. They were 3-4. They had lost 2 games in 4 days. They lost to the Ravens. And in full pads, he had his head between his legs in the locker room for like 25 minutes and didn't say a word to anybody. And the next day, his divorce, you know, was announced. So this guy paid a tough price for what he went through personally and professionally. The team wasn't very good. He got them, more or less willed them to a postseason berth. And then it ended, you know, badly against Dallas. So you take all of that together with the fact that I don't think he's looking to move, you know, 2,500 miles away and with his kids now that he's a single dad, et cetera, and sharing custody with his ex-wife. I think all of that makes sense. And so, yeah, you know, surprised at the timing, not necessarily with the decision.
How was he regarded by his younger teammates?
No, I think they had an immense respect for him. I mean, you know, it's interesting. Many of the players in the last 2 years that weren't on the Super Bowl team, some of them are as old as Tom's career. And so what was remarkable was to watch him connect with guys that young, you know, and he could literally be their father. And it was, you know, the great strength of Brady's has always been his ability to just, you know, sort of be one of the guys without really being one of the guys. I mean, he's clearly a celebrity quarterback, an iconic player. Most of these guys know him from playing Madden and that sort of thing. So there's always this moment when they meet him and he'll extend his hand and say, you know, I'm Tom Brady. And they're like, yeah, no bleep. You know, like, I've been watching you my whole life. And some of them, you know, are, you know, in awe at first. But, you know, he's just always sort of resonated with guys in that locker room. He does a lot by example, but he's also been great with young players because he'll take them aside. He'll talk to them about, you know, how to take care of their body, how to be a pro. He doesn't go after guys and say, hey, do what I do, but certainly by example, they seek him out. And he's had great relationships with his teammates all through his career. And I think that's really been really one of the hallmarks of his career, not just the winning, but the relationships.
What now for Tampa? I mean, they really cleaned house, right? I think it's 9 assistants gone. Now Brady's gone. They're massively over the cap. What's Tampa look like next year?
Well, Doug, I think, you know, the bills come and due. You know, they mortgaged a good part of their future to try to get as many Super Bowls as they could. They probably, in their minds, won it a year earlier than they ever anticipated. They won it that first year. You go back and think about COVID and when Tom came here, wasn't able to work out with his teammates and, you know, walked in the wrong house trying to find Byron Leftwich. I mean, all those things that transpired, I think we don't really appreciate what they accomplished his first year. really, you take the 3 years totally. I mean, they made the playoffs all 3 years. They won back-to-back NFC South titles, whether it was a weak division or not. The Bucs only have eight total banners in their entire building, and Brady put two of them there in 2 years. And, you know, home playoff games and that sort of thing. I mean, he's been a, you know, he's been a huge boon to the franchise. But as far as going forward, I mean, they have to replace an offensive coordinator. That's going to be job one. They've had a lot of guys through here, including Todd Monken, who coached here in 2018, the Georgia coordinator. I think those guys are going to have to develop or try to develop a young quarterback in Kyle Trask. And then they'll look into free agency, you know, whether that's adding Blaine Gabbert again, that might be one thing, but also, you know, you have other players out there like a Derek Carr that, you know, might be available for trade, but might become a free agent soon, a Baker Mayfield. It's not going to be what it was. I mean, there's no doubt they're in a transition phase. They got to take care of their, clean up their house a little bit, get the cap in order, and have another couple good drafts. But there's still plenty of good players here. And the NFC South, as you know, is wide open because I can't really name a team in the division that has a solution at quarterback right now.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Last thing, what's the level of responsibility Tom Brady carries for Bruce Arians not being the coach this year? Like, you would know. I wouldn't. Mine's more speculation, but Brady comes back, Arians retires. That one was, it felt like there were some breadcrumbs there, you know, tracing back to Brady, but what's the reality?
Well, I've talked to Bruce about this many times, and he maintains that, you know, there was never bad blood. There was never an ultimatum given to him, that, you know, he merely wanted to leave Todd Bowles and the entire staff an opportunity to stay together. He was upset that Bowles wasn't hired as a head coach. He felt with Brady coming back, they'd have a chance to be a contender and do some things, and rather than turn it over when, you know, the situation that we're facing right now. I think we'd be naive, Doug, to think that, you know, Tom's not one to order the code red. You know, I've always said this, that, you know, I think philosophically he probably felt a lot more in alignment with what Bowles wanted to do. Ironically, the idea of running the football more, playing complementary football on defense, that never transpired. They were the worst rushing team in the league, and he had more passing attempts than any year in his career, which was 733, I think. So it didn't work out. But I think, you know, he might have been more comfortable with the style of coaching, the hands-on that Bowles had is still a defensive coordinator he was with Bruce. But at the end of the day, these guys are still friends. They still golf together. And no matter what, he won a Super Bowl with Bruce Arians, and I think he credits him with that. And I don't think it would have happened any other way in Tampa.
Rick, I appreciate your time. I know how well-respected you are in Tampa and nationally for your work. I really appreciate you joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
Anytime, Doug. Thanks for having me.
All right, Rick Stroud, who works for Tampa Times for years, he does the Sports Day Tampa podcast. Have Jace, do you ever play pickup basketball?
Yes, I have. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like, did you have like a weekly game?
You know, I played in. You're familiar with Fast Action, Orange County.
Sure.
So that was like a kind of an adult league.
Yeah.
Six under.
Yeah.
And my game was between the 3-point lines. I would shoot threes and not play defense.
Byer, you were you like to hoop as well. Like, did you ever have a weekly game? Like, hey, we ever play on Saturdays or Sunday mornings or whatever?
No, not after high school. Nothing
okay.
like that.
I only ask because here's the analogy I would use for Tom Brady. If you've ever played pickup basketball, okay, you ever played pickup basketball, especially like Saturday morning, hey, man, all your buddies, you're on a group text, got to have more than 10, no more than 15, so one team's waiting, right? And it's usually pretty good, and, you know, first 10 that show up, that's who plays. Next guys are waiting. We start kind of rotating in. And, you know, like, say you start playing at 7, you know, by 8:45, guys are, you get done with the game, guys are like looking at your watches. Hey, man, this will be last run. And if you play to straight to 7, 1's to 7's, you play 2's and 3's to 15. You know, the last game, let's play to 21. And you get done. guys are taking off their shoes. And you start, hey, man, who wants to run one more? I'll run. There's like nine, and they look at you. And everybody else is like, I got my kid's thing. I got to go and take my car in. I've got to go see my mom. I'm going to go play golf. I'm going to go watch. I'm going to a game. You don't really have anything you have to do, but you're good, right? We're good. I played good. I feel good. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's in a good mood. All good. You've already unlaced your shoes, you know. You're sitting there talking about what you're doing tonight or what you did last night. Your mind's completely off basketball. And then somebody goes, hey, man, we got nine. You want to run one more? Come on, man. Like, everybody wants to go. Just one more. We'll go to 11. We don't have to go to 21 or 15. We'll go to 11. Okay, fine. Yeah, put your shoes on. What happens if you run that one more game? Game's usually terrible. Somebody gets hurt, right? Game's usually terrible. Somebody gets hurt. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Probably should have left then. But it was a two-year plan. The whole Tampa was a two-year plan. It's a two-year plan. He gets done last year, and today is the day he quit. And he was like, I'm good. And then he chose to run it back one more time. And what happened? Need I say more? That's Tom Brady's last year. Don't run that last game back. Run it back is synonymous with pickup basketball, and we use it when we see a great game like, hey, Bengals, Chiefs, run that back. Bills, Chiefs last year, run that back. The problem is when you're done, you're done. Call it a day.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brady takes the snap, play action fake, looks toward the right, throws toward the right, caught ball. Is it a touchdown? Is it a touchdown? Yes! Tonio Brown dives low to make this catch, and the box adds 7. It's 20-6. With 6 seconds left, can any quarterback in the league throw that pass any better than Tom Brady just did?
That's the Buccaneers Radio Network. What is his name? Is it Howie? Dekeroff, right? What's his first
Gene
name?
Gene Dekeroff.
Sorry, let me read it. That's Gene Dekeroff, the famed voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, our progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. They help you bundle your home and car insurance together and help you save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. By the way, this is one of those, we all talk about like first place schedules. Byer, you were pointing this out earlier, the AFC West crosses over against the AFC East and the NFC North. Who crosses over against the NFC South next year? Because those are the ones like, because whoever plays the first place schedule, going to play Tampa. Tampa's going to suck next year. They're just not going to be good.
I can give you the answer very quickly.
Byer.
They play the AFC South. So the Jaguars, Titans, Texans, and Colts.
Okay, let's get to the press.
The press.
And the Buccaneers, one crossover game for that added 17th game will be the Buffalo Bills. Because they both finished in first place, and there's your crossover. All right, Doug, Bill Belichick has weighed in on the retirement of Tom Brady, saying that Brady was one of the better quarterbacks he coached along with the likes of Mac Jones and Bailey.
No, he didn't say that.
I don't have anything to add to it.
Just kidding, Bill. This was part of the statement saying Tom Brady was the ultimate winner. He entered the NFL with little to no fanfare and leaves as the most successful player in league history. He added, I thank Tom for the positive impact he had on me and on the Patriots and congratulate him on his amazing career.
Okay, thank you.
And he's right.
Do you think he just cut and paste that from a year ago? Like, a lot of these people that are doing these long odes to Tom, are they just cut and paste jobs?
Anything else?
Nice message there from Bill Belichick. 49ers meeting the media today, specifically Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. I hope you could get this question because Kyle Shanahan was asked about Jimmy G's future.
Is there a scenario in which you guys could see Jimmy being back? And if so, what would that look like?
No, I don't see any scenario of that.
Kyle Shanahan saying, yeah, no Jimmy G in 2023.
Liar! Liar! I mean, like, look, a big portion of the Jimmy G thing was that he's always hurt. What happened to Jimmy G this year?
Got hurt.
And then what's the other portion of the Jimmy thing? He always threw the big interception. If you watched him play this year, he kept throwing the big interception or throwing it up for grabs. So
it's over, Johnny.
It is over, Johnny.
This is a two-parter because then John Lynch was asked about Brock Purdy's elbow surgery that he needs. And remember, Doug, there were reports that he could need Tommy John surgery. He could just go for the repair. That would be 6 months. This is what GM John Lynch said about it earlier.
He's continuing to get some different opinions, talk to different people, which I think is smart in an instance like this. There's a lot of smart people out there. You want to make sure you're thorough. You know, the positive bit of news is that it seems to be consistent that the right approach is that one, you know, takes about that 6 month mark.
So that's good news for the Niners and Purdy.
I guess. Yes, John Ramos.
What would it be to be that first doctor, though, that said, I think you need Tommy John surgery, and then they go to, like, three others and say no? Like, is your reputation, like, put to the to the test? That's like if we went to Dan for an update, he gave us one. You go, "How, John, what do you think about an update? Was that the right one?"
I'm
like,
well, my thing is, you know, no one ever gets a second opinion on good news. Right? Mr. Gottlieb, you don't have cancer. All right, well, I need a second opinion.
With a like, growing injury.
So he got bad news. He went and got a second opinion. I feel a little bit like this is, do you remember when Ryan Tannehill first got hurt with the Buccaneers? Oh, no, with the Dolphins, excuse me. He got hurt, and they're like, and some reports were he needed ACL surgery, and he just rehabbed over the summer and didn't. And then, like, I'm going to say, like, first game or maybe preseason game, he tore his ACL. Do you remember that, Byer? Do I have my timing right on that thing?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, look, you don't really know until you go in. You know, you don't know until you go in. Huh. You can do all the MRIs you want. Till you go in and you check it, you don't know.
Right.
By the way, his cutter is going to be amazing in, like, a year and a half. Right?
He can DH for the 49ers. He just can't.
Daddy third.
He can't play the field or pitch. How about this note? Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says, not only will head coach Mike McCarthy be calling plays for Dallas, he'll also run a version of the team's offense that he used in Green Bay.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think that's about?
Well, you know, it was Kellen Moore's offense, and they wanted to keep continuity, so now Moore's out. McCarthy's going to want to institute, you know, some of his stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it, Charles? And craziness in the NBA with this winter storm that's hitting much of the country. Huh? The Metroplex in Texas is frozen over, so they're... The Pistons cannot fly back to Detroit to play the Wizards tonight because they were stuck in Dallas. So
100%.
That Wizards-Pistons game has been postponed.
At least 15 people are really disappointed they were going to go to tonight's game.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got that right, LeVar. The other point, Pelicans and Nuggets played the other night. The Pelicans are stuck in Denver. They're scheduled to face the Mavericks in Dallas tomorrow. The Pelicans are actually going to have to fly out tomorrow morning and then play the game tomorrow night against Luka and the Mavs.
Yeah, and the only reason that's a big story is because there is a league rule that you can't fly day of the game. Obviously, this is an emergency situation.
But since they're playing against Luka, the league will just give them any advantage that they're totally good with it.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you already have five fouls. Luka starts the game at the free throw line.
That's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
It is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Look, I'll also give Tom Brady credit for this. There is a big chunk of the COVID time that he got us through, right? Where he went to Tampa, all the questions about it and all that stuff. Anyway, more to come in the bonus pod. It's live now on the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.